Save a little more this month. Chime checking accounts have features like fee-free overdraft up to $200 with SpotMe and no monthly fees. Open your account in minutes at chime.com/goals24. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply.
For matters of the heart, there's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
Hey, Ken, let's kick this around and find out how you blew this thing with Maria.
Hey.
Oh, well, I mean, that's how you phrased it in the email, but I that doesn't necessarily mean it's on you, right?
I don't remember that.
Well, it's right after the bit about you thinking she's thinking you're not interested in her.
Yeah.
You know? Walk us through that.
Okay. So, thinking about it now, I think it was an excuse, right? But, like, at the time, I seriously had just the week health-wise. It was freaking awful.
Okay. So, was this the first date that you were blowing off for this?
No, thank goodness. I was, you know, fully prepared to go out again and hopefully again and again.
Okay.
I mean, she's great, right? I'm great. We're great.
Everyone's great.
I really, really like this woman. But she wanted to go out over the past two weekends, and I just don't want to push it. I already had to go into work a few of those days, and I'm just like, I mean, it sucks. I'm worried she's going to start taking it personally, right? Like, somehow it was a reflection of her or something.
Well, you didn't tell her you were under the weather or what?
You can just say you're sick.
Yeah.
I mean, no, I absolutely told her, but like, we've all been given that line before. Like,
oh,
just me. Like,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm, it's not like somebody is going to ask you to prove it.
Well,
except schools.
Yeah, slow down.
Some jobs.
But you're thinking she heard that and internalized it like, hey, I'm not interested in whatever this is. Maybe it was just part ways and like never speak again or something.
Yeah,
like that.
But that's not what's going on at all. I just don't want to be out trying to like spit game when I'm like hacking up a lung. You know, like my nose was just, I mean, it was just leaking all over my face. It was nasty.
Yeah, that sounds not attractive.
Okay.
But tell me, when you passed on the plans, did you try suggesting something else, or did she ever volunteer to like come over and take care of you, or you know, bring you something, anything? Or did you tell her to stay away from you? Like, how did that go down?
Yeah,
I mean, no, but I did tell her to go out and have fun without me.
Okay,
and you know, like, I can't remember much of a protest there. I mean, I never got like a, oh, you poor thing, I'll come over and make you soup.
Okay.
Right?
All right.
It was basically a fiesta hype message. She wanted to fill me in on everything I was missing out on, I guess.
So she was trying to make you feel bad? Or
I think it was her way of making me feel included, maybe.
Or her way of trying to figure out if you were with someone else when you were, quote unquote, sick.
Oh, Lord.
You know?
But today you're saying you're good. You're solid.
Yeah. But now I just feel weird, you know? Like, I mean, it's weird to do this, like, radio treatment thing.
Yeah.
But,
yeah,
you know, I really need to hammer it home that I was legitimately feeling ill. It happens, right? Like, I don't know. I feel like she needs to hear from a few different people, you know? I think she'll get it. I mean, you don't think she's going to be mad, do you?
Well, hard to say since we know next to nothing about this person. But why mad?
Yeah, why
mad specifically?
I mean, it's possible she might not believe you. Like, there's always that. It seems like a long way to go to, you know, save face if you're not interested in seeing her. But look, let's call her. We'll see what we find out. We'll get Maria lined up, find out what the story is. That's coming up next with Frito and Katie.
For matters of the heart, there's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
Okay, so Ken and Maria.
Yeah.
Maria's upset that Ken got sick?
Yeah, see, I don't get, like, if he was sick, he was sick, but, like,
there's not really much you can do about that.
You know how it is, though. Like, you give that line so many times, you probably feel like she's taking, I don't know.
Well, it sounds
know.
Like he just did it two weekends in a row, but that would be plausible, right? He's still sick.
Man. Like, what's
he never got over the initial sickness.
What is the problem with, I'm just
confused, I think.
Very.
Might just be a reason for Maria to kick him to the curb.
Yeah.
When she's got something else on her mind.
Yep.
So let's find out for sure. Hey, is this Maria?
Yeah.
Hey, Maria, good morning. We're Frito and Katie from Y100, And we're calling you today because we have this date night package that we give away on the show. And, well, you've won it.
Are you serious? God, I never win anything.
Oh, well, yes, I'm serious. And this prize, it is especially great because you actually get to pick whatever you want to do and go and all of that. We'll pay for it all, you know, assuming this next part's somewhat agreeable.
Yeah.
See, it was Ken that entered you to win it.
Yeah, but why is that important?
Well, Maria, he's very into you.
Yeah.
Ken emailed us, actually, told us all about you.
Right.
Now, we sort of got that impression that because he had to cancel a time or two, he's worried he's been sending you the wrong message.
Okay.
Yeah, so this is his attempt to make all that, like, up to you. So the way it works is we only give you the date if you agree to take him with you on it. So
what?
Like, hopefully that works.
What?
Yeah.
What hopefully works?
You and Ken going out again. For free.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, I don't want to sound like a complete jerk or anything, but, I mean, he had his chance, right? Like, I just don't want to waste any more of my time on this lake.
Well, I mean...
Maria, look, it's Ken. I just want to be perfectly honest about all this. I wasn't flaking. I don't flake. I just didn't feel good, and I just wanted you to know that and be perfectly honest.
Wow, what is this?
That's Ken.
Yes.
He's on the phone.
We were all here hoping you would just say yes. And, like, anyway, look, he's not.
Yeah, people get sick, Maria.
Yeah.
Why, like, is that so hard to believe?
What's the problem? Makes perfect sense.
I mean, it would make sense if he was actually sick. I mean, he could spin it any which way he wants, but he was not ill. He's got allergies, right? Like, that's all that it was. He had an allergy attack.
What do you mean that's all that it was?
I mean, you're acting as if you had, like, a stomach flu or the bubonic plague or some I mean, it's allergies. You have seasonal allergies, like the majority of the population. Just fuck it up, man. Like, the world doesn't stop because you have the sniffles.
You have allergies? The world might not stop, but my day sure does.
Come on.
You want me to just go out and pretend like everything's okay when I'm actually feeling miserable? Who does that?
Like the entire city, Forest Star, everyone's miserable for at least half a year out there.
That's,
I mean,
fair.
Take some Claritin, get nose spray. Better yet, if it's so bad, why don't you go see an allergist and actually solve the problem instead of sitting here about it? You took time off work. Unbelievable.
I had the PTO, and I don't know how to tell you this, but not everyone loves Fiesta as much as you do. I
mean, no, no. Okay. Hey,
I missed a few events. You're over here acting like it was like the end of times, and I don't have to do things if I don't want to do them, especially not when I feel like I got hit by a bus. Sorry, my allergies inconvenienced
you, though. All I'm saying is that this is a guy who cancels stuff for allergies, okay? That's, I mean, pretty weak. You're not contagious. You're not, like, at risk of anything life-threatening happening. You know, it just...
Well,
you
yeah.
feel kind of so you stay home to rest, and it's just... It's not going to be the last time something like this pops up with a guy like you, right? Like, I can't... You can't handle the small stuff. How are you going to handle the hard stuff? It just comes off as unreliable... You know, life is tough. Get a helmet. I don't know what you want me to tell you. I'm just not interested.
Is that you, Steven?
Wow.
Wow. I've spoken like someone who's never experienced this. I wouldn't date this ever.
Oh, well, you know what? Thanks for being on the show today, guys.
At least it was very clear.
Yeah.
You know, I appreciate that.
Well, that's at least,
you know,
there's that.
No questions.
With Chime's secure credit card, you can start improving your credit scores with everyday purchases and regular on-time payments. Get started at Chime.com/build. The Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. members FDIC. Results may vary. See Chime.com for details. Terms and conditions apply. Go to Chime.com/disclosures for details.